You know, the day's sort of going downhill, right? We started on a kind of a high.
Wilco comes in, does a Tiny Desk concert. You know, just this morning, I was singing the song Shot in the Arm, and then I played it for my son at breakfast, and then they did that song today at the Tiny Desk, which is
well,
why...
Well, because you did
well, I know,
it
that's
for
why
your son. Yeah.
This is all just in my mind, right? None of this is real. I keep telling you this.
Well, I know that.
Though why I've chosen to fabricate you and have you in my life, I'm still...
Well, because I'm the creator of the jar that your brain is in.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it wasn't,
oh my gosh.
If I didn't make the jar...
Yeah, I'm just picturing you holding the jar with my brain. Give it a good shake, and let me see what happens here in the first song you're going to play.
Oh, it's going to be Eskimo.
Okay, Eskimo. Yeah, that she's got a new EP, right?
That's right. Eskimo's the music of Gabrielle Smith, and I had their album last year, the album OK in 2015, as my number three album of the year. And now there's a new EP of songs.
Coming in at number three.
Comes out April 15th. The record by Eskimo is called Year of the Rabbit. The record was recorded with Emily Sprague. Emily Sprague, we know as Florist. And then Felix Walworth, we know, who plays in a number of bands, including Told Slant is his band. He plays in Bellows. He plays in Eskimo and all part of this group called the Epoch in Brooklyn. Anyway, there's this new record by Gabrielle Smith. I'm going to play a new song. It is called Power.
Wish I could love you less like a brave man does. Rip your head off every time that it starts to feel right. Wish I could love you less. Just
wish I could love you less like a praying mantis, rip your head off every time this starts to feel right.
Oh,
I've been thinking about that.
It's love. That's love. When I want to rip your head off.
Wow. That's Eskimo. The new record, Year of the Rabbit, comes out April 15th.
Isn't it really the Year of the Monkey? She's releasing Year of the Rabbit in Year of the Monkey, I believe.
Hmm.
I don't know if she fact-checked before she thought to put this record up, but that's
It's okay by me. I'll take those songs.
You know, I have a band that they didn't put out one of my favorite records last year, like Eskimo for you, but they put out one of my favorite records in 2013, Brass Bed. Do you remember Brass Bed?
Sure.
Yeah, they're back. This is a group of guys from Louisiana. Their record they had out in 2013 was called The Secret Will Keep You. And when a young band puts out a great record like that, I always wonder, you know, well, is this, did they just happen to strike gold with this one? What else is there? What else do you have? And they're returning this spring with a follow-up, and it's just so, so good. The influences, I think, are still there, but the sound's matured and kind of come into their own sound a bit more on this one. It's called In the Yellow Leaf. This song I want to play, it's called Be Anything. And the lead guy in the band Brass Bed, Johnny Campos, his dad died back in 2011. And not long ago, Johnny Campos came across his dad's phone number in his cell phone, in his contacts list. And he had this moment where he thought, like, well, I should just delete that. And then he stopped and he thought, what would happen if I called that number? Mm. And he thought it could be anything.
Yeah.
And that's how this song was born. Be Anything from Brass Bed, their new record, In the Yellow Leaf.
Interesting sound.
Yeah, it's super compressed.
Yeah, and big.
And big, very big. This whole record is very big. You know, my email sometimes will, when I start an email to someone, it'll sometimes auto-populate the address from people that I've lost over the years, mm-hmm. like my grandmother or an uncle. And it's always a little disorienting, you know? It's like it makes you think for a moment that they're still around and still available for you. And that you can still somehow reach them.
I can't delete people out of my address book who have passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, but...
It's one way to hold on to them and their memory. And The Yellow Leaf is the record by Brass Bed. It is out April 8th, and we'll do a first listen on the whole thing the week before release. That song was Beat Anything.
I have new music from Lily and Madeline, the two sisters from Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
They're all grown up now, 18 and 21.
Right.
The first time we had them at our desk.
They were like 16 years old or something. Awfully talented young ladies.
They really are. The harmonies have gotten even better, and we know how good they were so many years ago. Well, 2 years ago.
All the way back, 2 years.
Oh, God, it's frightening. They have a new record called Keep It Together, and that record comes out on February 26th. We're going to play a song called Hotel Pool.
We swam in the hotel pool. The chlorine burned my eyes. Floating here next to you, under Colorado sky. We swam in the hotel pool. Said, yeah, we made it for sure. It felt like some new treasure.
I love the sound on that record. It's a home recording. It's Lily and Madeline recorded at home in Bloomington, Indiana.
What are they going to be doing in 10 years if this is where they are already? That's incredible.
I'm still thinking about that.
Okay. Well, I'll take a minute here.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I have no idea what they'll be doing. Maybe they'll be out of music by then. like Christopher Cross, you know, win all the Grammys one year and then you're never heard from again. Any of you kids out there remember Christopher Cross?
It's A-okay, folks, if you don't. It really is. You're not missing a beat.
Anyway, Lily and Madeline, nice. Very nice. You know, we've been hearing a lot of music, and as I suppose was inevitable, that's music that's been heavily affected by all the reports of police violence that have come out in the last couple of years. We had on the show, we had Youth Lagoon's Highway Patrol Stun Gun. Janelle Monáe, she did Say Her Name. There was the Vince Staples song. I think we had the video for it, Hands Up. Well, I've got a musician named Kevin Morby. He was the bassist for the band Woods. Do you know him, Kevin Morby? Yeah, and he was also in the Babies. He played guitar for the Babies. He's got a new song called I Have Been to the Mountain, and it is, in his own words, a protest song very specifically about the anger and helplessness and hopelessness that he and so many others felt, specifically in the Eric Garner case. This is Kevin Morby. The song is I Have Been to the Mountain.
Calling out, demanding answers, pleading skies, cry for hours, dropping peace bombs, collecting prayers, sky that mirrors, sky that stares, I sing. I've been to the mountain, and I've walked on his shoulder.
When those harmonies kick in, the big group harmonies kick in, and then that guitar, too. I love the African influences, West African influences on that guitar.
Dark words, but more upbeat in some ways music than I've expected from him.
Yeah, there's a line in the chorus. He says, I've been to the mountain and I've walked on his shores. I have seen, but I can't see him no more. It really sounds like he's lost faith in that. You know, there's just so much hopelessness wrapped up in it. Like he's asking, where was God in all of this? You know, It's just one of the powerful moments on the record, Singing Saw, from Kevin Morby, the song I Have Been to the Mountain, and it is out April 15th.
What's this?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
hey, what's up?
It can be only one thing.
Yeah.
Good this to is have actually you one of the first songs that I learned how to play a guitar.
Really?
Can you still do it?
I think so.
I'm having vertigo now just listening to it.
Hey, Lars, by the way, Lars Gotrich is here, and we I got on my desk sitting. Oh, sorry. On my desk is three Black Sabbath records, reissues.
How many times are they going to reissue those?
I don't know, but they're
thing?
Doing this for what?
On
they're
vinyl?
Doing a, they're doing a. What's a final tour?
Oh, we'll see.
Should we care? Because they're coming to D.C. Should we bring them to the desk?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No one would say no.
Ozzy will bite off the head of one of our interns.
Who's, hey, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Jackson, you're on.
And it's the final week of the interns for the summer, so.
Oh, when they're in town?
Yeah, we should probably. Yeah, don't warn them.
What a way to go out.
Right, yeah. I hope they're not listening.
Dear Mom and Dad, it was a great internship until Ozzy Osbourne bit my head off during the tiny desk.
Wow. So that's, thanks a lot, Lars. I'll see you later.
Good to be here.
That's all I need.
We actually have two songs that Lars is bringing to the table. One, are you going to do the Ukrainian band first, Fooey?
We can do that.
That would be great because I really like this. I don't even know where I found this record, but you mentioned that you'd...
I actually don't know Fooey at all. Oh. This is totally new to me.
So the two songs that I'm bringing to the table today, I spend a lot of time on Bandcamp. I like letting go of the middleman and just finding music straight from the artist and just clicking play on a bunch of stuff.
We're not the middleman. What are you saying? What are you just like that.
Damn the man, Robin.
Have we become the man?
No, I think we're the middle finger.
Okay. Anyway, I spent a lot of time at Bandcamp. And I'll go through like the things that my friends have bought, or if I'm following a label, I'll get an email that'll say, hey, we just released this thing or whatever. So I follow this label called St. Brooklynsburg. I clicked on it. It was a band called Fooey with an exclamation point at the end of the name. It just reminded me of that time in the 90s in the Elephant Six Collective, which was this group of artists from Athens, Georgia, and Denver, Colorado. And Robin's very excited right now.
I just perked up.
Yeah.
But both of you have
lived in Athens.
Right. Both of us lived in Athens at different periods of our lives. And it reminded me of like the very energetic psychedelic pop from that era. So not so much the weird stuff, but more like just high energy. This is kind of like a power pop made by aliens. This came out like just days after David Bowie had died. So I heard a lot of David Bowie and what he was doing, at least in some respects. And so, of course, I fall in love with this. So this comes from an EP called Girls Songs Part 2. And the name of the song is Your Fault.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, I had bought the LP. I did not realize it was an EP that's newer. So that's pretty wonderful.
Well, here we go again. released a full length on Bandcamp at the very end of last year of 2015. And this EP came out just a couple weeks ago.
That song was just falling apart from the first note, you know, like it changed the tempo, kind of sped up. You could even feel the tempo getting off as they were playing it. But I mean, in the best way possible. I love that.
And you're going to play us something else?
Yes, yeah, something that doesn't sound like a Sugar Rush in a candy store. Then actually, the name of the band I'm going to play is called Naps, so which should give you a pretty good idea of where we're going next. Naps was another Bandcamp discovery for me last year, and they put out like very nice, like fuzzy, but bedroom pop. Like it sounded like early Apples and Stereo demos or something like that. It was very good, and I liked it, and then I kind of forgot about it. Well, get a Bandcamp notice that Naps has a new thing, and it was just a single song called Social Skills. And apparently this is going to be on a split with one of their fellow Tallahassee bands called Yikes on their own label. And I was just kind of blown away by how quickly they progressed as a band. Here's this band that did these very simple guitar pop songs that were nice and lovely. But then all of a sudden, with this new song, they brought in like a sample of a piano and they layered that over what I assume is like a synthesized flute. And it's a song about being frustrated and bored with not knowing how to interact with your fellow people. It's essentially a song about looking at your phone. But it's like done in this way that's simultaneously bored and frustrated and don't really know what to do about this situation. I kind of kept coming back to it over and over and over again over the past week, and so I thought I'd share that song with you guys.
Let's hear Naps, and the song is called
Social Skills.
Very nice.
Great line in that song where he says, he ain't got social skills, a generation propped up on pills. Love that line.
Yeah.
You know, we played, you weren't here, but we played Eskimo a little earlier, mm-hmm. Another sort of very nice pop band. And I think they'd be a great double bill.
Oh,
Naps.
Yeah. Hear that, Eskimo?
Yeah.
And Naps?
Yeah.
Get that
Naps.
Going.
That is just about, it is what a perfect name for a twee pop band, Naps. It might as well call themselves Snacks.
I'm sure there has to be a band called Snacks.
Snacks. You know, Mike Katzef, yep. a contributor for NPR Music, he and I one time, we were riffing, trying to come up with as many twee pop band names as possible. And the only two I remember were Bear Bear and The Shy Parade.
I would listen to a band called The Shy Parade.
Yeah. Bear Bear. So if Naps, they could be Nap Nap. Mm-hmm. So if you just repeat the word, you've got it instantly. It makes it a twee pop. I love that immediately.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from Naps or their social skills.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to if this is indicative of where they want to go. I'm very interested.
Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, guys.
So about a year and plus ago, I went to CMJ in New York City and fell in love with a band called Sunflower Bean. They're a New York-based band. And now they have their debut album. And,
is it Sunflower Bean with an N at the end of it and not Sunflower Beam with an M at the end of it?
I don't know a Sunflower Beam. Do you?
I guess I always thought it was Sunflower Beam.
Oh, no. Bean's a lot better, though, right?
Yeah, no. I mean,
yeah,
that's,
no, you're, you know, totally
plays with your expectations,
that's
for
right.
sure.
Absolutely. So they have a new record out, and I'd like to play the album's called Human Ceremony. The closing track from this album I madly love, and it is called Space Exploration Disaster.
Thank you.
nice guitars in there.
I know. They're really good. Sunflower Bean, and they have a new album, and I'm very excited about it. The song is is Space Exploration Disaster. Human Ceremony's the album.
Human Ceremony. See, if you say it like Human Ceremony, it takes on a whole new tone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Human Ceremony, The Reckoning.
Where are you going to take us out on?
Let's go out on Shearwater. You know, this band, they put out a great record the end of January that is by far their most potent, I'd say their most powerful record they've ever done.
I miss them.
Yeah, it's frontman Jonathan Myberg, in fact. He says it's the angriest record that he has ever done. And
he writes about birds. What's he doing
well,
here?
Well, yeah, you can really, there's so much urgency in this record. It's called Jet Plane and Oxbow. And it's a very political record. Like on one song, it's called Quiet Americans. He takes on American apathy over collapsing. You know, the world's basically falling apart all around us, he says. You know, and Americans are just sort of, all we want is our color television, HD, and a bag of chips and, you know.
Fiddle while Rome is burning.
Yeah, so there's another song called Pale Kings. He sings about how disappointed he is in his homeland. And the struggle between loving it and hating it for what it's become. And then there's this song that I want to play called Filaments. And I wasn't entirely sure what was going on. There are a lot of very dark images in it that sort of imply a story about greed, maybe revenge. There's some sort of unknown evil lurking in the darkness. So I wrote a note asking Jonathan Myberg about the song, and it's better if I just read it to you. He lives in Brooklyn now, and he says about this song, Filaments. He says, "Watching from ground level as the overclass lifts away from the rest of the planet. From where I live, I can see their helicopters taking them to and from their space station in lower Manhattan at all hours of the day and night. It's eerie." That really speaks to the greed. I told you that I felt like I heard he was messaging in the song Filaments. It's a burner from Shearwater, the record Jet Plane and Oxbow.
Awesome. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
You're going to be a pumpkin if you don't leave.
Yeah, if I don't leave, I'm just going to pound some of these Smarties here.
Dinner.
Oh, no, I'm going to, yeah, go take care of the kids.
Do your kids eat Smarties?
God, no, we don't give them candy.
In fact, so you stole all the Halloween candy.
I was in the bedroom
in your...
getting dressed one day, and the door was shut, and my son came up. I heard him outside the door. He said, "Dad, can I have some of your candy?" And I said, "No." And then I paused, and I just heard, "Ugh," and then stomping away. Like, that's life right there. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Can we play the song now?
Yes, please.